The threat from tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease is at an all-time high in New York State. At a recent forum sponsored by the State Health Department and Syracuse Senator John DeFrancisco, experts said they hope more information about prevention of the bacterial disease can reduce the number of people who become infected. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
In order to avoid Lyme disease, it's important to know how it's spread. By now, most people know a bite from a deer tick is the culprit. And Dr. Brian Laidette of SUNY ESF in Syracuse says Central New York has the three ingredients that make it easy for those ticks to proliferate.
We have deer, we have mice, we have the weather, so we have the tick.
The bacteria starts out in mice. Once they're infected, they have Lyme for life. And so, when a tick feeds on a mouse, they become carriers. Where do the deer come in? Laidette says ticks love to feed on big mammals, and deer fit the bill.
And once an adult tick feeds on a deer, lays how many eggs? Anybody know? 2,000 to 3,000 eggs. So you can imagine one tick on one deer, that's 3,000 baby ticks in your yard.
Laidette says there's more Lyme in central New York now simply because there are more ticks that spread the disease. So step one to avoid Lyme is avoiding ticks. He studied ticks for a decade and has never been bitten.
I go outdoors. I always constantly look down at my legs because ticks are not falling from trees. Ticks are not jumping from branches. Ticks are coming by, brushing up on your shoe, on your pant leg, on your sock, and crawling up. When you find them in their hair, they've had all day to crawl up there. So they've gotten there by questing, we call it. So I'm always constantly down. When I do see a little black dot moving, I take it and throw it away.
There's also insecticides to be used, like permethrin.
You don't spray it directly on yourself, like other DEET-based sprays, but you can spray it on your hiking boots. You can spray it on your pant legs. You can spray it on your socks. Permethrin is nice because it lasts through a couple laundry cycles.
And there are things you can do with your landscape, like creating a border between wooded areas favored by ticks and your lawn. If you find a tick crawling on your skin, there's no way the bacteria can spread. It's when those ticks attach, there's trouble. And that's where infectious control specialist Dr. Christopher Polino from Upstate Medical Center comes in. He says patients with embedded ticks are immediately prescribed antibiotics. And if the tick goes unnoticed, it's easy to diagnose when there's a bullseye rash later on the skin. However, if that's not present, symptoms can mimic many other things.
It's where you start having some of the flu-like symptoms, the aches, the pains, the headaches, things of that nature, fevers as well. Some people can develop cardiac or heart problems.
And if it isn't identified or treated early on, it can become a chronic, life-changing illness. That's what happened to Syracuse teenager and Lyme patient Audrey Mitchell.
Standing here before you today, I probably don't look sick. But even as I'm standing here speaking to you, I have a horrible headache, a fever, intense joint and muscle pain, total body fatigue, dizziness, and my skin is so painful that my clothes physically hurt my body.
Polino says there's disagreement over treatment for chronic Lyme, noting a dearth of research into the issue. He also says there's a vaccine in the pipeline, but for now, the best bet to control the spread of this disease is to stop that initial encounter with a tick.
We still really need to focus on tick checks, using DEET and permethrin-based products to prevent ticks from actually causing the infection, because these vaccines, this vaccine product is not going to be ready for probably another several years at the very earliest.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.